first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Well, it's a blessing to be with you this morning. My name is Luke. I'm the author of this particular passage. And even though I was not present for any of these events that are recorded here, I have done and did do a thorough research of these events. I interviewed eyewitnesses. I searched them out, even though this is much later in time. Many of these folks were still alive, and I had the opportunity to witness and to ask these witnesses questions, as well as the disciples who were there, and to ask them for the story of what took place. And of course, all of that then, as I wrote it down, was led. I was being led by the Holy Spirit, guided by him, inspired by him, so that what you have before you in this 24th chapter of my gospel is indeed historical, reliable, actual truth. As a doctor, I don't theorize. I work based upon that which I see, that which I observe, that which patients tell me, and then proceed from there. That which is fact. This morning, as you think about this passage, I want to tell you the way I thought about it in writing it. I know Pastor Bob has been on the theme of the King, and that things change when Jesus comes. Throughout my gospel, I have been seeking to emphasize that kingship of Jesus Christ. And as I came to write and to give this particular account of the resurrection, you can read it in other gospel accounts as well. But in my account, I am thinking once again of that kingship of Jesus. And I am reminded that kings always have messengers. There are always those who go before. There are those who announce the arrival of the King. Here comes the King. We were used to that. We hear that. We think about that. And as I look at this 24th chapter, I hear two sets of messengers going out before the King. Now, you'll recall that in my gospel, in recording the birth of Jesus, I also recorded messengers. Messengers who were sent. First of all, it was the angels who came to announce the birth. And then there were those shepherds, and those shepherds were then sent to go into the village to tell others about the birth of Jesus. It's interesting now that at the resurrection of Jesus, we again encounter two sets of messengers. It was, according to the descriptions and of the eyewitnesses, it was the morning of the first day of the week. Some of the women who had been faithful loyalists to Jesus and following him went to the tomb to finish the work of anointing the body for burial. It has been a very strange and odd week. There has been numerous feasts and celebrations. There has been a Sabbath day, all of which take place after the death of Jesus. It's been a strange week. And yet, this task of finishing the anointing of Jesus' body with spices still needed to be done. And so, on the first occasion, following the Sabbath, on that first day of the week, the women went. But what do they encounter? They go in and there is no body. But there are two men there. Two men in dazzling appearance. That means they're angels. They're angels that have been sent from the very presence of God. That's why the description of their clothing, just like Moses' face in the Old Testament glowed because he had been in the presence of God. So these angels' appearance is a dazzling appearance because they've come from the presence of God, sent by him as messengers to make an announcement. And they make the announcement in two ways. One, they roll the stone away. Now, Pastor Bob shared with me the fact that he was sent a note last night that appeared on Marn Facebook Marketplace thing. Don't know all about that stuff, neither does Pastor Bob. But it's a picture of the Easter Bunny rolling the stone away, and Jesus thanking the Easter Bunny for his help and assistance, implying he could have never gotten out of the tomb without the angels. What a horrible thing. What a lie to portray. I know, I wrote the story. I interviewed the eyewitnesses. There were two angels there. And it is the two angels who roll the stone away, not so Jesus can emerge, but so that we can see, so that those women could go in and behold, Jesus doesn't need to roll a stone away anymore. He's risen from the dead. You're going to read other accounts that he goes through locked doors. He doesn't need to roll the stone away. He's already gone from the tomb. The angels come so that you might see, the women might see, that the tomb is empty. So their first thing is bringing the message for the king. He's not here. How? They move the stone. See? But the second way they bring their message is by word. He is not here. He has risen from the dead. They're making an announcement. They're making a declaration. They're being like the angels that I recorded back in Luke chapter 2, who say the Savior is born. Now they're announcing the King has risen. He is not here. What an amazing, blessed work these angels perform. That they were given this task of being the ones who get to announce it. By deed and by word. But there is a second set of messengers in this passage, isn't there? They're the women. The women who had traveled with Jesus. If you go back and record the evidences of the time the women are with Jesus, this group of women is seemingly always there from almost the start of his ministry. I recorded their names. I told you who they are. Verse 10, it's Mary Magdalene, it's Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them. A whole group of them have been with Jesus. They were with Jesus not only while he traveled, but as I interviewed, these were women who supported the ministry. Some of them had wealthy backgrounds, and it is out of those wealthy backgrounds that they supplied money for the treasury so that Jesus and his disciples could live. They were there at the cross. We don't read of the disciples, but outside of John, but we read of the women. They were there. They were there when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took down the body of Jesus and put it in the tomb. It tells you specifically that they were sitting opposite watching these men. The women were there. The women are the first ones to the tomb to anoint this body. And now they are given the glorious task. You go and tell the disciples. You tell them that the tomb is empty. You tell them that he is not here. He has risen from the dead. Just like those shepherds were the announcers, those probably the least likely of the culture of that day to be given the task to go out and to tell this good news. So here we have at the resurrection as well, that the Lord does not use those who one might think might be given this responsibility. No, from my research, the disciples are holed up in that upper room somewhere, fear gripping them. But the women are at the tomb, and they are given the responsibility. Now you go tell his disciples, he is not here. He has risen from the dead. What a message. And so as we think about, as you reflect for just a few moments this morning on this passage, I know, Pastor Bob, you have another worship service. You got two more sermons yet on this Lord's Day. But for this morning, think about the messengers. God's angelic messengers that he sends to announce by word and deed. The women, faithful women, loyal women, who have been with Jesus, are given the responsibility to go. But you see, that's the point. That all of us, all of you as well, we come, as it were, to the tomb on these mornings, celebrating again, being reminded again of the historical fact that Jesus has been raised from the dead, and now you are given the responsibility of being messengers. Jesus is going to say, and I record it a couple of different times at the end of my Gospel of Luke, at the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus said, go, you tell. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ is just to be left within the walls of the church, how sad. Because that's not what we see. What we see in the Gospels are people who are commanded to take this great historical truth and to go. And to go. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to reflect for just a few moments on these messengers that you have sent. Messengers from the past, yes, but the responsibility that we have as well to go, to say he is not here. He has risen from the dead. In the glorious name of our victorious Savior, we pray, and God's people say, amen.